Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, my wife, Svenja, and I are in the midst of moving. This is our last weekend here at Peace Lutheran Church, at least for a while it is. And the same time next week, as we're in right now, we should be somewhere between Utah and Nebraska on our way back to St. Louis, Missouri for more school. And I don't know when the last time you guys moved was, but I've discovered something about us as we've been preparing for this move. We have a lot of stuff. Like, a whole lot more than we thought. We've been wondering, where did we even find time to collect it all? I guess you just never know how much you have until you've got to move it. And some of this stuff is very, very important. Things like the mattress, the dishes, the kitchen table. And then there's the other stuff, the not-so-important things. Things like the can of vegetables that's been in the back of our pantry for 7 months. You know, or the bag of charging cables that go to electronics we threw out 5 years ago. You know, just all that unimportant stuff. And as our apartment has filled up more and more with boxes, I've noticed something. I've noticed that these boxes of unimportant things are getting in the way of the actually important things. Svenja and I would be moving a TV from one room to the other, and we're tripping over boxes of Post-it notes and half-used pencils, or this broken sewing machine that we've kept for the last 3 moves for some reason. And it's frustrating. It makes me just want to throw it all out. Which might not be such a bad idea. Maybe I need to take a page out of our parables for today. And just like the guy who threw or got rid of everything so he could buy that treasure with the field, or the guy who sold everything he had so he could get that pearl, maybe I need to get my priorities straight. You know, get rid of all the less important stuff so I don't trip over it and break the TV. You know, purge all the clutter so that we get to keep what's most important. Okay, I know. Easier said than done. Because if it was easy to get rid of stuff, we still wouldn't have that broken sewing machine. We wouldn't have that assortment of charging cables. We would have just thrown them out a long time ago. But it's not that simple. Dear friends, there are lots of reasons why we hold on to things even when there's much more important things demanding our attention. Maybe it's the sentimental value attached to it. Maybe you're still convinced those 8-tracks could make a comeback. But I think recently, and I think this is true, I think recently, the big reason why we don't let go of things is because we have already had to give up so much. Dear friends, do not underestimate it. It is staggering to think of what we've had to give up since just the beginning of the year. Things we never thought we'd ever have to give up. And I'm not talking about physical things and stuff. I'm thinking much bigger than that. Dear friends, we've had to give up normal. Normal. How do you even give up normal? Normal's just the way things are. And yet each and every one of us has had to do exactly that. We have had to give up the way things used to be and try to somehow live in this new reality, this new normal. And we're all feeling that loss differently. I know many of us here are feeling like we've had to give up summer. Just the whole season gone. Vacations canceled, plans derailed, friends and family you just simply can't see. It's like 4 months were just deleted from the calendar. And we're not going to get them back. The time has passed. So if you're feeling like you've had to give up summer, you are not alone. But maybe for you, the big loss wasn't summer. Maybe for you, the big loss was the loss of our sense of security, our sense of safety. Who would have thought that we'd be weighing the risks of going to the grocery store? Who would have thought that we'd feel unsafe spending time with a group of friends? Who would have thought that we'd have to wear masks to keep ourselves safe and to keep those around us safe? Right now, it kind of feels like we live in a world of danger. And I, for one, miss the time when I just didn't have to worry about it. But friends, I think the biggest thing that we have had to give up since the beginning of this year, the biggest thing that we've had to live without, has been our sense of certainty. The new executive orders, the CDC guidelines changing, masks and then no masks, then masks again, the curve flattening, then going higher. It's hard to know what's coming next. It's like we had to give up being certain. If you would have asked me a year ago, when I first started Vicarage here at Peace Lutheran Church, if you would have asked me a year ago whether I would be finishing my time doing virtual church, I would have been certain that would not have been the case. Shows how much I know. Seems like we can't be certain about much of anything lately. Like we've had to give up certainty. So, if you were rolling your eyes at my little story of decluttering, that's okay. If you were thinking to yourself, great, Vicar's about ready to ask us to give something else up, that's okay. But that's not what I'm going to do this morning. I'm not going to ask you to give up something else. In fact, I want to do the exact opposite. I want to share with you what you already have. I want to share with you something that you already have that can never be given up. The love of your Heavenly Father. And I know, that's something we've all heard 100,000 times before. Jesus loves me, this I know. But friends, it's times like now where that little phrase means the most. It's in times like now where that little phrase, we need to hear it the most. Because it's in uncertain times like now where we have had to give up so much that you need to know right here, right now, that you have the most important thing in the world, your Father's love. Let's be honest. When things are going well, Jesus can seem like just another good thing. the icing on the cake, the cherry on top. But it's when things are not going well that this little phrase, this little truth, Jesus loves me, this I know, becomes the most important thing in the world to hold on to. And dear friends, that truth is yours. It's always yours because it's always true. Because that's who God is. After all, if you want to see what somebody's priorities are, just take a look at what they're willing to give up. See what they treat as most important. The man in our parable today, who sold everything so he could buy that field with the treasure hidden in it, we know what his priorities were. The man who sold everything so he could buy that pearl, we know what he thought was most important. So, dear friends, let me ask you a question. What does it say when Jesus goes to the cross and gives up his life for you? What does it say when your heavenly Father gives up his only Son to make you part of his family? Dear friends, it says something you've heard 100,000 times before. It says that you have the love of your heavenly Father. It says, Jesus loves me, this I know. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Dear friends, you have the love of your heavenly Father. You have that security. You have that certainty. And nothing can ever take that away. You have what's most important, and it's yours forever. And I'm going to keep my word to you today. I'm not going to ask you to give something up, at least not today, I'm not. But I would invite you to maybe reflect on your own priorities in light of what Christ has done for you. I would invite you to take some time, maybe today, maybe throughout the week, to really think back on what might be getting in the way of your spiritual life. We know we have our Heavenly Father's love. No matter what, it is safe and secure and can never be given up. But just like me tripping over those boxes of less important things, what might be cluttering up your spiritual life? Is it a grudge that you've been holding on to for years that's just weighing you down like a broken sewing machine? Is it a sin that you trip over again and again and again? Is it actually stuff, physical things that you just don't think you could live without? Dear friends, the truth is, you probably know what's in your life better than I would. But even as we take this time to reflect on what it might be that's getting in the way of us enjoying God's love and sharing it with others, know for certain that that love is yours. And nothing can take that away. Amen.